$1,894, and our assessed is $459,490. Is that what you got on the paperwork?
See, what I emailed has different numbers than that. I have a copy here, too, but it should be in the packet.
A copy of the other email that you sent?
Yes.
Can we see that?
We inadvertently used the original rather than the VOE value on our stipulation. Therefore, it's corrected joint stipulation. Corrected stipulation says current market value 1.562. That's still higher than what I've got on my sheet here.
That's market value. That's not appraised value. You want to look at the assessed value or the stipulated market value.
Stipulated market value is 1.2. Okay, 1.255.
Yeah.
Are you asking for this 1.255? Is that what you're asking for?
Well, I mean, as you can see on my P&Ls, our revenue has gone down just drastically last 2 years, and this year is even further down. So if you look at the revenue basis, then my property value, as the hotels are valued on an income basis, the value should be less than what the tax commission agreed on. But my suggestion.
That was, we agree that one's for 23.
Right.
Okay. But so you're still wanting to go down more from that. Okay.
How many rooms do you have?
71 rooms.
What grade is this gazebo in? Do we know?
Let me go to that one. Appraised. It's a D plus.
Okay, that was around what, 16? I thought my memory is.
I think that was.
They were built in 91 and 92.
So around 16 a room or something like that.
It's about 32 years old.
And we've got 73 units down at one point.
I think what the tax commission has set it at is appropriate.
Can I ask your P&Ls, are those from a CPA or what did you?
Yes, it's from a lady that does all my bookkeeping.
Okay, because I'm asking you not to be rude, but you've come before us with another motel and told us your business was doing bad, and then you sold it for a lot more than you told us it was worth.
Which hotel are you talking about?
It was different. You had a different one under Ganesh on top.
I used to own the Baymount Inn, which is a 132-unit hotel.
Yeah.
And I sold it for $2.3 million, 135 units.
Right, and we had that in front of us, but when you came to BOE before with your numbers, you were saying it wasn't doing well, all these things, and we lowered it, and then you sold it right away, and now that person came and said he wanted it lower. So I'm a little confused on your numbers for P&L.
Well, I can get it from.
Okay, so using that rough and
if
dirt.
I use that, it comes in at 1.7 at 16.5.
Okay.
But the tax commission has it at 1.2, so I think somewhere in there is the sweet spot. Jesse, what did you come up with?
Since it was a D property, I did 16, and it was 1.136. So anywhere between 1.136 and 1.171.
And I did 16.5.
Yeah, you got 1.171.
1.171.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to make a motion to that extent?
Go ahead, Jesse.
All right, as of... What BOE is this?
338.
BOE 338. I would make a motion to put the appraised value at 1.136.
Because I think 171, I thought it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
1.171.
1.171.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's about an $80,000 drop in your appraised value from your previous year, so there is a consideration of your business income, but obviously, if we're going to do this every year, you need to bring us the numbers just like you have before on kind of an income approach. But we're trying to be consistent with what we've done with other hotel properties around so far. But we agree that the cost approach is probably not going to, nobody's building motels right now.
There has been any new hotels in the last several years.
Okay. So anyway, thank you for coming to the BOE, and we've granted the motion and reduced your value to 1,171,000.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you hearing me out.
Thank you. All right. I've got a call. It looks like BOE 411 has only got a limited time frame.
Next on our list.
That was
Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real.
411.
Yeah, I'm looking. What page is that?
It's page 8 at the bottom.
Yep.
There's just classification.
Are there any more than this one?
No.
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 David Akers from the Tennessee County Board of Equalization. Do you have just a minute?
I do, David. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay. We're trying to get everybody, so we might be a little bit late calling you on our schedule here, but is this a property that's a nightly rental property in Tennessee County?
Yes, it's nightly rental, and we use it as a second home.
Sure. And with respect to this property, do you own any other nightly rental properties in Tennessee County?
I do.
All right. What we've been doing is doing a mixed use on the first one. If you get any subsequent nightly rental properties, then it would be 100% commercial. But for the first one, we do give that break. So in BOE 411, I would make a motion to classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and thank you for owning Tennessee County.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
This is Ms. Gunter sitting here.
All right. What, ma'am, what are you here for?
Gunter.
I'm just here to talk about my assessment.
Okay, but what?
417.
What is it?
It's 417.
417.
417.
Shane and Dana Gunter Trust.
417. What page did you say?
Page
9. Yep.
Evaluation.
All right. I've got that.
And the great news today is that you're working inside and not outside because it is hot.
It's true.
Are you Dana?
I'm Dana, yes.
Okay. And with respect to this one, is this a nightly rental?
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay. It's a valuation question?
Branson Hills.
Oh, it's a Branson Hills. Ah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Go ahead.
I'm just going to read because that's easier for me, right? I want to thank you guys for allowing me to address the 34% increase in my property taxes. I respectfully request a request reduction to align with inflation rates and the tax increases of comparable homes in Taney County, as my home in Branson Hills seems targeted. A 34% tax increase far exceeds recent economic trends. The U.S. Department of Labor Statistics reports average inflation at about 2 to 3% annually, well below the hike of my property. This steep increase places a burden, especially amidst rising costs for many residents. Moreover, homes in Branson Hills, where I live, have faced notably larger tax increases compared to the other areas. Similar homes in Taney County, matched in size, age, and condition, typically see a 5 to 10% increase. This pattern suggests Branson Hills properties are being singled out for these excessive hikes. I deeply value the service our tax funds, but I urge you to adjust my increase to reflect the inflation rate and the more reasonable tax adjustments seen countywide.
Okay. Anything from the board before we let the assessor respond?
What are you asking for as your value?
I just feel like a normal increase of 7 to 10% is more fair. I just feel like, a 34% increase, and then you're talking about escrow, so then it's not just a one time, it's a double. I just feel like that's an unfair thing to do to people with rising of everything else.
Okay. I'm gonna let the assessor respond to what you said. You're not the first person in here from that. There's been some very large hikes because they haven't even got to all of Branson yet in the assessor's office. And basically what's happened is that as they've gone in, Branson Hills is one of the first ones to get hit as far as the assessments, and they hadn't been done in a long time.
Okay, so, and I understand that, but as the financial person myself in our community, that's not really the people's fault that live here, right? So if we start doing that and doing mortgage loans for a living, people can't afford, right? People can afford their escrows to double in one adjustment period. I get reasonable adjustments, but not over 30%.
Yeah, and understand, we're a citizen board, and there's only certain things we can do. Percentage increases are not, with the exception of a right under the statute that if you have a percentage increase over a certain amount, then you can ask for an interior inspection. The percentage increase is not really something that we as a board can deal with. We have to look at market value. And if you wouldn't sell the property for, if you think the assessor's overshot your value of your property, that's a different matter. If the assessor has not, from their increase, then it's more difficult. I do understand, certainly as a taxpayer, and all we all do, that there's been some real shell shock here because a lot of value's been down because Branson has, Tate County has enjoyed some pretty low tax rates. But given that, I'm going to let the assessor respond, and then I'm just letting you know because we've already had several people in front of us. So go ahead.
Okay. So on this particular property, we reassessed it, and we found that we had missed a couple of bathrooms. We added pavement for around the pool, and we added the pool.
The pool was added in 23.
You might have done it, but it wasn't in our assessment.
It was on our assessment in 23.
Well, that's what my guy wrote on here, added pool.
Let's not get argumentative about it. I think basically what we're talking about is that they didn't have it in their system, and I think this pool, is this a community pool or something out there, or is this just individual pools? Because this is the second time we've had your office not add a pool, and it looks like, or something.
Right.
So we've had pools.
So can Jennifer bring up the overhead for the beacon?
Right. I don't know if you marked it, but one of the, I interpreted what you were saying too, is you don't want to be obviously discriminated against compared to others. That's why we wanted to look at this too. We got some vacant lots and we got some other.
When it comes to structure, she's the lowest one in that area.
I think we're the smallest.
Per square footage.
House, probably.
Too. What's per square footage?
Square footage cost.
Yeah, structure.
Jen, if you would take the square foot land off
Her base area is 2773, and her adjusted area is